This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon, this is Tech Talk and my name is Jeff Sandhu. It was recently reported that false registration of prepaid SIM cards are on the rise, according to the Consumer and Multimedia Consumer Forum of Malaysia, or CFM. And one of the recommendations for users to stay safe while registering a prepaid card is to understand that the sales representative or the vendors are not required to make copy of your MyCard. Now, all this is sort of very year 2000, and in today's digital world, surely there's a technology out there to sort of eliminate this whole process, and we actually do. It's called the Mobile ID Reader and also the Optical Character Recognition, or OCR, and one of the local companies here in Malaysia is doing just that. And here with me today is George Lee. He's the CEO of Innovative. George, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jeff. Thank you for having me here.
Now, let's talk about Mobile ID Reader. But just before that, Innovative, your company, and it's innovative in the Malay spelling, but instead of an A, you use an 8.
Yes, correct.
Is there a reason why for this, you know, very funky spelling of Innovative?
Yes, there is. First of all, we want to be a bit different. Secondly, we wanted to have a Malaysian identity. You know, we always aim to be a global company when we start. And very typically these days, you know, when you try to start a company, the first thing you do is to look for a domain name. And guess what? The normal spelling is just too difficult.
You can never own innovative.com, I guess.
Exactly. So when we add an 8 there and we find that, oh, there are a lot of choices for us. So we thought, hey, sounds nice, sounds good, and 8 is a lucky number, so there we go.
Right. So this just because, you know, you just wanted to be different, you just wanted to change something.
Exactly.
Right? There's no, you know, 8 founders, 8
investors. You go crazy with 8 founders.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So and how long has it been around for Innovative, and what's your involvement in, you know, in some of the products that you do? Are you solely focusing on all these devices like, you know, Mobile ID Reader and all?
We started in 2011. Of course, when we started, we were just a typical Java house. So technically, we were just doing everything to survive. But along the way, we found a niche in mobility, especially in the space of enterprise. Because when you talk about a mobile app that enterprise needed to use, it's not just about building an app. It's about having a backend that can talk to their backend. It's about security. It's about extending it to have functionality to work with various devices. So our very niche focus today is really in enterprise mobility by Zone.
All right. So let's talk about the Mobile ID Reader and also the Optical Character Recognition. And you've combined these two into one product, which is called Emas. And before we talk about what the product does and all, what is actually a Mobile ID Reader and what is an Optical Character Recognition?
Right. A Mobile ID Reader is basically a device, a portable device that allows you to basically read an ID, in our context, to read the MyCard. Yeah, on your mobile devices, be it a tablet or a smartphone. And OCR, basically what it does is basically that it allows you to capture an image and convert information of the ID from the image into text. All right. So again, in our context, is capturing a photo of the MyCard and having everything converted into text. So it's basically auto-population.
Right. And this device from the Mobile ID Reader, was it created by Innovative, or was this something that you developed on your own? Or?
Okay, there's actually two parts of it when it comes to the Mobile Reader. The hardware itself is a generic smart card reader. So that's not something we created. That's just something available in the market that we make use. But just having the reader and a ID card, you can't do anything. What you need is basically an app to basically digest and understand what's been read and basically translate all that into something meaningful. So that's the part that we actually develop.
And the optical character is using the camera within the phone as well in order to capture whatever image into text.
Correct. It's using the camera on the phone, but it's not actually taking a photo. What it does is actually taking a video with many frames that keeps going on. So that actually increases the accuracy of whatever that it's trying to read.
Right. And this was developed by Innovative as well for your customers, or?
It's basically packaged together. We actually work with a partner to basically package this thing together for the Malaysian market.
Right. And so Emas is that one product that combines these two together, and which is an offering that you sort of offer in and that could help in reducing issues like, you know, false registration that we've seen in reports from the start. How is this sort of, you know, possible?
Okay. Yes. Actually, the ID verification part is just one of the features of a mask. A mask comprises a lot more than that. I'll explain more about a mask on that. But to answer your question, what happened is that when you have a merchant or you have one of your sales staff reading the ID, what you want to do is to make sure that whatever you read is authentic. In this case, you're no longer getting a copy of the ID. So what if you have a salesperson who does not care? He just care about his sales commission. Mm-hmm. I don't care about whichever IC that you give to me. I'll just register anything goes into the system, yeah, so that I get my commission. But in this case, we are forcing them to use an app. Now, in the app, it will enforce that you must either use a mobile ID reader. So in this case, we are reading from the chip in the IC. Mm-hmm. So that makes it super hard, yeah, to basically manipulate. But in the other option, if they say that, no, I do not want to have an external device, I just want to use a camera in the phone, that's fine. You can use the OCR, but of course, that's not as secured as the ID reader, because basically what we are doing is that we are just getting a snapshot of your ID and we're actually converting it to text. Yeah. So ultimately, the more secure way is the reader itself. But if you are in the scenario, depending on your cases, things that are not so crucial, you may just want to use the OCR.
All right. So on the overall side of things, how does then a mask work? Mm-hmm. Besides just, you know, we talked about the SIM card part.
Okay. Yep. So you identify the ID of the customer that you want to register, but this information need to go somewhere. Mm-hmm. So a mask is basically a mobility platform that actually facilitate to this. What it allows you to do is, first of all, you can basically track and drop and design your own mobile forms. In the mobile form, you can then incorporate to say that I want to read ID through OCR or I want to read ID through the MyCard reader. But there are a lot more information that you need to capture from the customers. All right, their address, their phone number, their email. Hmm. You need them to also do signatures. So you don't want them to sign on paper anymore. You want them to sign on a tablet. And at the same time, you can also basically do capturing of GPS location. You can also do a snapshot, for example, reading the barcodes. So we enable a lot more additional features to complete the picture. Mm. Yeah. So when you decide to use this ID reader, you basically already, we're using a mask, you already have a platform to immediately allow anyone on the field force to basically do customer engagement on mobility.
Right. So we'll talk more about how does this sort of, you know, improve your experience in customer relations, especially in, when you talk about, you know, sending troops outdoor, you know, to malls and all that, right? How does this change your mm-hmm. experiences if you're a customer? I'm speaking to George Lee. He's the CEO of Innovative, and we are talking about EMAS, which is it's short for Enterprise Mobile Application Server. We'll be right back. BFM 89.9. This is Tech Talk, and my name is Jeff Sandu, and I'm speaking to George Lee. He's the CEO of Innovative, and we are talking about EMAS, or the Enterprise Mobile Application Server. And early on, we spoke about, you know, EMAS is a device mostly used for people who are, you know, out of their office doing sort of, you know, customer engagement tools, you know, registering new customers. And we see it in malls a lot.
Yes.
How does this, from a customer point of view, mm-hmm. actually changes and, you know, sort of improve mm-hmm. my own or mm-hmm. gives me more secure, you know, feeling when I'm, you know, passing around my name cards or, you know, my especially my cards, you know?
Right, yeah. I mean, typically we've seen all these cases in mall, and all of them just give you a piece of form, right? That you basically fill in. Then they will say, do you have a photocopy of your ID, supporting documents? Some of them will bring a photocopy machine along, yeah, the bulky thing. Or some of them will say, hey, let's look for the nearest convenience store and get a copy and all that. So that's the conventional way. But a lot of time, you know, we don't feel safe to give out our ID. And what we always ask them to do is, can you please cross the ID, the copy of it? But you do not know what they can do with it once they got it. Maybe they press the button on the photocopy machine twice, you know, or maybe after they cross it, or they don't cross it properly so that they can easily manipulate it after that.
Right. We don't quite know. Yeah,
yeah, we don't quite know. But in the case of using an app, everything is controlled. First of all, when I slot in the IC, everything is read from the chip. So I know that, oh, these are all authentically coming from my reader and it's auto-populated into the app. Mm-hmm. So the customer can see that. That's the first thing. And instead of doing a photocopy, we take a snapshot of your ID, but we do an auto watermark. So it's automatically crossed all across the images already. Mm-hmm. All right. So to the customer, then we can show them that, you know, this is how it works. And the moment we do a submission, what we always do is that we auto-generate an e-receipt, or rather a copy of this e-form, and we actually email it to the customer in real-time basis.
Right.
So the customer walk away from the booth, he get an email. The email will show the form that he has completed, a reference number, who's the agent that has served him, what's the contact number to call if he has any questions. Mm. So that basically assured the customer that I'm actually, you know, I give out my IC out there rather than saying, thank you very much, you have signed, you have pressed all the buttons, you can go now, you know, but you don't have anything in hand. So this is how we actually assured security on the customer side that actually engaged with the enterprise. But of course, on the enterprise side, they will then ask question is that, how do I know that my sales staff can't do hanky-panky with your app? So we actually do more than that. We actually do a lot of things at the back end, stuff you don't see. For example, we purge an application the moment it's submitted from the tablet. So no local copy has been stored. We embed the database. So I can't go into the photo gallery and grab a copy of your My Card images. Yeah, and of course, at the same time, we have a secured connection to the backend server. And everything is done in a real time. So the moment the customer walk away from the booth, give a call to the call center of the enterprise, they will have your record. And right. they will know what you have signed up and etc. So that gives a lot of assurance to customer.
And who's this target market for? Like, who are you actually targeting? Is it all these, you know, salespeople who are on ground, or is there a specific type of business that you realize, they actually may need this?
Well, first of all, they need to have a large sales team that's always moving around. Yeah, or rather a large network as well. It could be merchants, could be dealers. Second, they need to do some sort of customer engagement. So I need to sign up customer or give customer some sort of credit, for example. That will be useful because that's when authentication really comes in.
Yeah,
if it's just an order, I don't care. You're a real customer or not. As long as you pay me, I'll send it to you. But when I have to give you some form of credit or when I have to give you some sort of account, to in the long run, then I will basically need this because first, I want to ensure that you are the real person who you say you are. Yeah. Second, because I have a large sales team, I need to make sure that they have the right tool so they're empowered to basically serve the customer properly. Because InnerMask itself is not just talking about the form. We also provide a mobile sales kit. So with the mobile sales kit, suddenly then the mobile devices are also a presentation kit for you to engage the customer.
Any unusual requests that you've been, you know, getting from, you know, any of your customers, or you feel like, huh, you know, this is a very clever way of using InnerMask. Has there been any, you know, unique examples?
Well, I wouldn't say unique, but one of the common requirements is basically connectivity, real time. Because they also don't want the salesperson to look silly. I want the salesperson to be smart. So if I, the moment I read your My Card and I know that you are an existing customer, I should be able to tell you that you are an existing customer, you are using this and this from us now.
Right.
Yeah, so connectivity is one of the important factor, in fact, in most of the customer that we talk to. But you must be able to do it in real time.
And what about the learning curve for, you know, these sales agents who are out and about using InnerMask? And if it's their first time using it, is it, you know, does them take a long time to sort of understand, you know, the device going on and how does it work?
The great thing about mobility is that they've been using it every day, and I think they've been trained by Facebook, WhatsApp, WeChat. Yeah. So usually they would have no problem using it at all, because the success factor for us is also how we design the InnerMask app such that it's a very natural way for user to navigate and to use it.
And currently you're working with a whole bunch of different industries then, I presume. You're working with the telco guys, and I'm sure you've got healthcare and insurance is one of them as well. You see a lot of them. In terms of, you know, expanding outside of the current place that you currently operate, is it only in Malaysia at the moment, or if it's more than other countries, what do you look into these countries?
We are really growing global this year. We are also trying to expand. Our strongest sector today is basically telco and finance, but we are actually trying to move out of that to get more new use cases. We are talking to logistics, we are talking to FMCGs. And in terms of market, we are in Malaysia now, but this year we are going global. We are moving into ASEAN. But we also set up a new entity in Australia this year. So we are also looking at the ANZ market.
All right. And then what's the reason for that Australia branch? Is it specifically only for the Australia-New Zealand market?
Yes, it's basically a sales and marketing arm. And the reason why we are actually setting up an entity there is because we realize that with such application, it makes a lot of sense when labor cost is high. The higher the labor cost, the more you save when you basically automate your sales processes. And in this these are the market where, you know, it costs a lot every hour. you know, to maintain someone.
Right. So in that's what you look at into when expanding into different countries then, you know.
Correct.
Looking at the minimum wage or the hourly wage for, you know, sales representatives who are out and about, I guess.
Yep, exactly. So Singapore, Australia, New Zealand, these are pretty good markets.
Right. And predominantly all English kind of market is because your solutions are more English sort of based. What about markets like Thailand who, you know, may have, you know, English may be a difficult thing?
Actually, today, application and technology have done so much that multi-language is not an issue. But of course, because we have limited resources as well. So we like to focus on these few markets that we know better. Yeah, get them right first and bring this case study, you know, back to these other parts of ASEAN, you know, and hopefully then we can penetrate them more effectively.
And you're banking on people who are, you know, out and about, on the go, but, you know, a lot of, these days, a lot of technology seems to, you know, you can do it from your home as well, right? All this kind of tech is, you know, doing it from your home or whether you're on a holiday in a beach somewhere or you're at home. But you're relying on, you know, people going out to the malls and interacting. Do you see this as a long-term progression or do you see something, you know, it may pivot to something else in the future?
We definitely have this in mind. Actually, Amaz today is not just limited to mobile. It's actually multi-channel. So meaning is that we can also expand this to your laptop PCs and any other various device channels that you have. Yeah? But of course, what we are also enabling in the future is not just limited to the enterprise sales team themselves, but also customer self-service. So it becomes multi-channel. It doesn't matter where it comes in from. Customer can do it themselves on the beach, having a holiday at home, taking care of the kids, yeah. Or the salesperson that is actually knocking on your door, or you are going to the shops where the merchant is helping you to do, everything will basically come back into the Amaz server, and that's where we actually process everything for you.
All right, and we can find out more stuff from your website, which says...
You can go to www.salesapp.biz.
All right. And I've been speaking to George Lee. He's the CEO of Innovative. And we were talking about Amaz, which is short for Enterprise Mobile Application Server. This is Tech Talk on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.